Oh, this is exciting. There's been a sighting. There's been a few, actually, talking about Wales. And where else but Portland? Hello, Elizabeth Foreman.
Hello, Stan. How are you this morning?
Excited. This is the first time this year I've spoken about Wales.
Yeah, it is exciting. It's, the beginning of winter, and we always think about when the southern right whales and when we're going to have our next viewing of them at this time of year, and we're starting to.
There were some sightings over the weekend, were there?
Yeah, on Sunday we had some great sightings out at Cape Bridgewater. And it really is the time of year when, you can expect the next phone call coming into the information centre is someone saying there's a whale in the bay. So it's very exciting.
Now, Cape Bridgewater is a common place for them to be seen, is it?
Yeah, it is, because it offers great viewing. And often people who are out on the Cape visiting, going out to check out the seals or whatnot, the viewing is fantastic from there. So we do get lots of sightings, and we have some fantastic local business owners who hear about it from their clients, or if someone's out at the Bridgewater Cafe having lunch, and they always ring into the Information Centre, so they're a very good source of local info.
Elizabeth Foreman is our guest this morning, the Tourism Manager with the Glenelg Shire Council. Where else are we likely to see them along your neck of the woods?
Well, they come right through the coast, and, they always go to Warrnambool and they have their babies at Logan's Beach, but we often see them coming right into Portland Bay, and they come right into the harbour too. So they'll often, as they're transiting through the entire part of this sort of southwest coast, come and stay for a bit, often for a day in the calmer waters in Portland Bay, and that offers really great viewing because you can go right out on the lee breakwater at Portland and get very close to them. So it's really exciting when it happens.
Yeah, I suppose they come for the local fish, do they?
Yeah, they do.
What is it? Is it warm water that brings them here?
It's just the calmness, I think. They're out at sea, and often, this time of year they're coming up, migrating up the coast, and hopefully, there's a few mothers to be who are coming in, so they're looking for a nice spot to have their baby. But also, as we get into the season, a few months, they come into the calmer waters with their babies to have a rest before they go back out and start, their long journey back to the Antarctic.
Childcare, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah.
Where have they come from, Elizabeth?
Oh, they live down in the Antarctic, so during our summer months, they're down there, and so the waters are probably lovely for them down there at that time of year. And then in the wintertime, they come along the coast of the southern Australia, doing their feeding bit and having, hopefully more and more mums are having their babies.
Yeah. All right. So where can we find out more about the latest sightings?
Well, we are on high alert at the Information Centre, and we have what we're calling our male whale. No, our whale male. Yeah, that's the way.
Well, you need a male whale to have a baby, don't you?
That's right. We have an electronic system where whenever we get a sighting at the Visitor Information Centre, we send out an email to let people know, and that's an opportunity for locals to be on that so that they know that when there's a whale in the bay, there's often, quite a few hours of really good viewing so that they can come down and see it. But also that's an opportunity for people further afield. If there's a few sightings, you might think to come over to Portland for the weekend or whatnot, and hopefully there might be a couple of sightings or something like that.
So, yeah.
Which is a really good, it's been great for us. It's raised our profile in terms of the opportunity to view whales around Portland. And it's certainly one way we got the interest of your producer, Stan. So she was very keen to have a chat about it.
You mentioned whale and she goes slightly silly.
Yeah, well, everyone does, don't we?
Of course
they
do.
We love whales.
Yeah. All right, so you have a web page that people can refer to?
Yeah, we do. It's the Glenelg Shire website, so it's www.glenelg.vic.gov.au, and we post all our sightings on there, so you can go on there now and see what was sighted on Sunday, and check out all the seasonal sightings, and also then you can contact us through that, and you can go on our list.
Oh, well, you might see a few more South Australian registered cars over your way at the weekend,
well,
I would say.
We hope so. We often see lots of South Australians over here for the weekend and having a look around. So we're not too far away, that's for sure. We're a very close neighbour.